Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realm supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi. Welcome to our program. In each one of our little podcasts, we're going to be talking with a higher realm entity about some current event or some matter that is important to us in our 3D world here. And Philip Collins will be channeling that entity. Philip?
Hey, everybody. Good day. I'm going to be connecting once again with Ascended Master Saint Germain. Give me one moment. We'll go into trance and begin our divine discussion, our dialogue.
Greetings, beloved students and friends. We come to you from the band of consciousness of the ascended energy of Saint Germain, is how you have named us to identify us through my many lifetimes and incarnations on this particular planet, and now with an ascended frequency of existence, which is your divine path, divine students. So today we are going to address the concept of the Angel News Network and something called current events broadcasting, focusing on the two words news and focusing on the concept of broadcasting. I'm going to interface with the energy of the Archangel Uriel. Give me one moment to do that, please. So we're combining the frequencies of Archangel Uriel and the ascended mastership of Saint Germain, to be clear. The reason we're doing that is that the archangelic realm of Uriel that gifted humanity with something called cyberspace, something you call the Ethernet, which has allowed your current ability to transcend the 3D world into the Ethernet, into the 4D, in order to simultaneously commute with one another. But let us discuss, before we get into our Q&A, exactly what is happening. There is a corrupted force within this. You call this the information age. It has now amalgamated into the misinformation age, and this is why. Whenever you first started communicating with one another on this planet, you had checks and balances within what you call journalism, your newspapers, your magazines, your radio, and your television, and you had individuals who edited, checked facts, and to the best of their human ability made sure this was true or not true. What has happened in cyberspace at this time that many of you may not be aware of or understand, and this is the reason we are bringing it up now, is that check and balance by the human mind, by the human resident, by the human discernment, has been replaced by an arithmetic algorithm. So you have pieces of software which are focusing on exposure and frequency and not content. So what this allows is misinformation, or in your vernacular, lies or mistruths, to actually be displaced. This is what you've experienced in your recent elections and the information that's being disseminated in cyberspace through what is called social media at this time. So what is needing to take place as those who have received these inventions and who have taken credit for them, which they did not create, they were received by the archangelic realm of Uriel to create something called cyberspace, is to make a decision that the information is part of news. It is part of dissemination that falls under your First Amendment, which we wrote into the founding father papers of this blessed United States of America. At present, that does not exist within cyberspace. So, are there any questions or further clarification you need as to why we have brought this up at this time?
Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
If I were to guess, I would say you're bringing it up because it is distorting the value of the First Amendment, which is freedom of speech, correct? And freedom of press.
It's about truth.
within the freedom of press, which is essential as a part of the check and balance of your Congress, of your judicial system, and of your executive branches, is why when we worked with the Founding Fathers to create these documents, that was so essential. But what you're having now is there are only a handful of organizations still left with the proper checks and balances within their editorial staff to check the facts to the best of their ability and make sure they are true. What you're having now is there is no hampering, there is no guarding, there is no protecting what is actually true by checking it out. So you have two or three generations of humanity that accept on face value what they have received immediately through cyberspace. In your vernacular, they will Google it and accept what comes up and have not garnered the skills to know how to research and discern and to resonate with further research of what is actually the truth by checking the individuals who are disseminating information and what is the intention of those particular organizations. Does that help you?
Yes. So, so we certainly have chains of newspaper, hundreds of newspapers, and we have hundreds of broadcasting media, whether they be radio or television, where there is that kind of check on it. But, of course, there's been an explosion in cyberspace, and that's where many, perhaps even a majority of people get their news and information from.
And actually, within your newspapers, beloved students, and within your existing broadcasting, there are limited staffs. Most of them have been cut severely to really offer the checks and balances. And a great deal of the information these organizations disseminate is through public relations firms who have their own agendas. They do not have the staff, the majority of them. It's well over 50 or 60% of them that do not have the staff to glean what is actually true and what is not. They don't have the staff, they don't have the time, they don't have the financial means.
So how do we address this enormous problem?
By first becoming conscious and aware that it is taking place, and it is a responsibility of humanity to teach itself through your own resonant discernment, your own internal gyro system, exactly how to determine what is true and what is not. You have been taught in metaphysics that it is your, through your resonance, through your thinking heart, and through your discernment, through your thinking mind, for you to glean what is true. And within that process of resonant discernment, to know how to research and to back up in your vernacular what is actually the facts.
Well, of course, that makes perfect sense. The problem is, from my perspective, you have an immense audience that may or may not have the will or the desire or even the awareness to do what you just said.
Or the agenda. The agenda may be to deceive. Their agenda may be to bring misinformation within information. You have entire international regimes and governments at present on the planet, and that is their mission, that is their agenda, not to tell the truth, that the truth does not matter. What matters is them being in control.
And, of course, we've seen plenty of evidence of that because, for just one example, Russia, part of their policy is to create dissonance and confusion in the ranks of democracies, and they've been using disinformation campaigns in many of the Western democracies, which is the very thing you're saying.
And many slough that off in your vernacular as conspiracy theories when it has been going on since the end of World War II. You also have a country called China, which does not recognize human rights, which is now an international player. So you have two large regimes that are really counter to human rights. That subjugate the feminine energy, that subjugate minorities in order to stay in control, which allows the essential essence of the foundations of the democracy of this United States of America to become even more pivotal within the decisions that people individually and collectively make. What is happening now is there is a movement to renaissance civic studies, governmental studies within elementary and high school and college programs so that people will really understand exactly how a democracy works and what are the checks and balances and how can they become involved within that. As we have discussed many times before, democracies are not a spectator sport. They require the participation of each and every one of you if you so choose through your free will and choice.
Well, you've told us that what is going on in our country right now with Donald Trump and so on is really serving as a wake-up call to all of us.
It isn't just Donald Trump, beloved student. He is the effect of a cause. He has merely taken opportunity of what existed. And it's important to realize this. You cannot, in your vernacular, finger one individual. This is a divine soul, as we have discussed before, showing the mighty wounds of humanity and the ego defenses placed around those wounds at present in order to allow a healing process, in order to realize that ascension is not always a straightforward path. Sometimes you have to step back in order to gain a perspective to make a better choice.
Well, I only mention him because he is one symbol of the kind of oppression that the feminine energies have experienced, and you have said more than once that in order to right all the things we're really talking about, it has to begin with the balancing of the feminine and masculine energies.
And the feminine energy on this particular planet, the ascension and process of herself, has been fully activated. The soul plan, the purpose of the feminine energy on this particular planet, is in full activation as a result of what we are discussing, in combination, as we have discussed, with the youth who become completely programmed within their DNA to lead into the new paradigm of love, equality, harmony, and balance. The combination of the two are, in your vernacular, leading the way.
Well, you've given us some hope and light because the problem that you outlined about the disinformation campaign and all the rest of the problems with cyberspace at first blush seems so immense that, quite honestly, I felt overwhelmed by even knowing how to ask you, how can we address this huge, complex, difficult problem?
Well, one of the suggestions we would make at this time is that the construct and the individuals who are designing these logarithms keep it high secret. That needs to change. That needs to be opened up, and humanity, particularly the citizens of the United States of America, need to know exactly how they're being manipulated through the design of these algorithms.
Okay, so how can we do that?
Demand it. The collective voice demand it. First, becoming aware of it is why we are bringing it up at this time. Most of the population is not aware of this. They're not aware of the specific manipulation, that they're being led to receive what they are to receive through the control of these algorithms, and the information is being carefully led to them and controlled to them, often without their awareness.
Are these algorithms and all the planning around them coming from large organizations that are already in place, or is this more?
Yes, they are coming from the leading cyber companies.
So the leading cyber companies are intentionally distorting the truth through the system of algorithms?
Exactly. They have taken humanity's checks and balances, editors, if you will, fact checkers, if you will, in order to make sure what is posted. They have negated the responsibility of being a news organization and calling themselves simply a tech company.
Can we name them?
We can.
Let's name them.
Google.
Okay.
It's at the top of the list.
Who else?
The government itself that are protecting them. Go through your six top browsers within your internet configuration and see who they are. And your homework, if you choose to accept it, is for you to identify in your research of what is true is not. Who is leading the way? Facebook. Who is leading the way? Where is humanity getting the majority of the information? When a student in school is looking for a research project, where do they initially go? They Google that information, do they not? Probably about 80% of them at this point, and accept on first disclosure what they receive as truth. It can be truth, but it needs to be verified.
The leaders of most of these companies that you're referring to are Americans, and they're products of our educational systems. Why would they do that?
Financial gain. The algorithms are all about reach and frequency in order to gain advertising revenue, in order to gain profits. Look at their financial statements. They are making trillions and trillions of dollars, sometimes on a daily basis.
There's no question about that. They're incredibly mind-bogglingly rich. I just don't know why they would distort truth in order to...
By not taking responsibility, perhaps it was not their original intention to distort truth, but not taking responsibility that we are a news organization and we are disseminating information that which can affect human behavior, election outcomes, choices that individuals make, they are negating their responsibility. And you need to balance, beloved students, the equation responsibility equals consequence. When you are not being responsible, you create a consequence in a negative format. When you are being responsible, you create a consequence within a positive one. Do you understand?
Right. So the way the American people will have to respond is to allow the political system to, and our government, to address an issue that's undermining our constitutional system and rights.
It will begin grassroots, as it has with the women's movement and the youth movement, and in your vernacular, ratchet up the system.
Well, thank you very much for this warning. I'm not pretending that that makes me feel good, but it's important that we have that information. Thank you, Saint Germain and Archangel Uriel.
You're welcome.